You are now tuned in to the Silly Girls Podcast. I am your girl, Charstala.
And I'm your girl, Kiki.
On this podcast, we dance in the rain. If all of y'all who don't know what Dance in the Rain is, check out our episode 1 and you will actually figure out what Dance in the Rain means, okay?
Yes.
We're going to go ahead and get into our sponsor. Kiki, go ahead and tell them about our sponsor, baby.
I am so excited to tell you about this sponsor because I love him so much. It's my daddy. Dickie's Barbecue on 2919 Forest Lane, Dallas, Texas. Let me get that zip code because I was trying to remember it by heart, but hell, it didn't work out. 2919 Forest Lane, Dallas, Texas.
It was 234.
75234. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dickie's Barbecue sponsored us today, and we're so excited to have some good food from his barbecue place. So just check him out. Go in there, ask for Drill, tell him Kiki sent you, and he gonna hook you up. Not for free. But yeah, y'all, go check out my daddy meat. Not like that.
Not the meat.
Not like that, hoes. I ain't got y'all hoes, but don't go check his meat like that, even though the meat is tender. But check his meat like that, but go check him out. Dickie's Barbecue.
Sis, as soon as you said check out his meat, you know I'm single. So I was like, ooh, come on, daddy. I'm sorry. Okay, I was thinking for the ladies. I'm sorry.
Don't be
disrespectful. Well, I'm sorry, but you know, your girl, I need a sugar daddy. I'm sorry.
It's been a while.
It's been a while, It's been a while. But yeah, so all the daddies, not as many.
Go check out my daddy. Again, Dickie's Barbecue, 2919 Forest Lane, Dallas, Texas, 75234. Ask for Gerald. And tell them Kiki sent you. And I know y'all probably don't like Dickies because I've been hearing a lot of stuff about different Dickies. But like I said, this my daddy, so y'all will like it. You can vouch for it.
Listen, Dickies, I don't know why people go talk about everybody's shit. She let me taste this potato. What is it called? Potato casserole?
Baked potato casserole.
And I swear to God, y'all, listen.
It was
this
good.
I have never tasted no damn casserole like that. Like, no joke. You heard me when I was like, and I stopped. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know, it was a real fat girl moment. So make sure y'all go to Dickie's. And if you would like to be our sponsor in the future, like I said, right now the prices are very low. Y'all just go ahead and hit us up. You can email sillygirlspodcast@yahoo.com if you would like to be the next sponsor. So if you have like something that you are promoting, if you sell anything, if you are like doing anything, y'all hit us up and then like we can go ahead and give you a shout out on our page and all of that. So yeah, now that we got all that out the way, Kiki! Listen, bitch, this is our second episode.
It's the second one.
This is the second episode. Like, you know, that first one was a shocker, sis.
You know, honestly, I knew that we would have a good... I feel like we would get good, like... I knew we'd get good feedback from folk or whatever. I wasn't expecting what we got, but I'm excited. I'm still on the high from that one. So today is kind of like, okay... Come on with it, because the first one was really good. And I really enjoyed it, but I thank y'all so much for y'all support. Thank you for believing in us and checking us out. Like, we really enjoy this type of stuff. So hopefully y'all will just keep riding this wave with us. You know what I'm saying? We ain't gonna let you drown. You know what I'm saying? Get a little wet on this journey.
But, wet. You like that? I get it, sis. Come on, wet.
You're such a
partner. You are too. But no, seriously, Sam. So all y'all who are tuning in, guess what? Y'all are a part of the Silly Squad. Silly Squad, rep your set. So listen, when y'all listen, y'all are a fly on the wall. Me and Kiki, we're actually giving y'all the real raw cut. See, if y'all hear us in public, we never talk like this.
No.
We never, like, nobody really heard this kind of conversation but me and you.
Yeah.
If me and her are talking, this is how we regularly talk, y'all. So we're inviting y'all to our family. So that's why y'all are part of the Silly Squad. Y'all with us, okay? It's something that y'all probably don't agree with. It's something that y'all go rock with. It's okay. We all family. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, so we rocking together.
Yeah.
Now, what I want to talk about first, it's not our first topic, but however, the effects of being open, putting out, our preferences, because we never really give our preferences or our opinions or anything like that on social media or to people.
Yeah.
Now that we have this, you know, show, basically now people are understanding how we really think about certain topics.
Yeah.
So, I will let you go first on some of the effects. This is some funny ass shit. Kiki, what happened to you? What did you do?
Okay.
She fucked up, y'all.
Okay, so I fucked up twice. Okay, so the first... since we're talking about the podcast show. So y'all know we launched the first episode. I was so excited. And so I was talking to my coworker and I was like, I'm finna text you or whatever. We was talking through Instant Messenger and I was telling her I'm about to text you. And she was like, okay. Me being excited to share the podcast with her because me and her just talk all the time, I sent it to the whole fucking team.
Fucking up.
Manager. A lady on there that looked like a mother figure, an older guy on there, like just people that I wouldn't want to hear them to hear me say a Cheeto pussy, you know, talking about a man sticking his hands dirty in your vagina. Like, yeah. I didn't want to see that side of me, you know, like, you know, I just didn't want them to see that. Oh, my, y'all, my face turned so red. If y'all could just imagine me and just turning red, I was like, delete. I said, oh my God, please delete that. And I was like, I was just so excited about my podcast. I was trying to send it to the, you know, a girl. And I'm like, delete that. I said, do not read it. And she was like, well, now I'm curious to read it. Mm-hmm. I said, do not read it, but listen to it. I said, don't click on it because I didn't want to even read the title. But I'm like, don't click on it. So everybody else deleted it except one of my coworkers. She was like, well, I listened to it a little bit. It was very inspirational. I said, so you didn't get to the cussing part. She was like, no. I said, cool. Because I sure didn't want you to hear that. But I was, yeah, my heart was beating so fast. I said, well, shit, let me box up my shit now because.
Y'all, listen. Kiki said that her boss deleted it. Her boss ain't deleted, y'all. Y'all know that her boss listened to that shit. She told Kiki she deleted, but in my head, I'm like, her boss listened to that shit, and I believe her boss gonna be a part of the city squad. Her boss listening now. Hey, boss. What's up?
Hey, Wendy.
Hey, girl. She's listening.
I'm gonna text. I'm gonna say, did you check out my podcast today? And I'm gonna see what she's saying. I'm gonna let y'all know. But if she did, she was one of the people that was clicking on the views and what is it called? Plays that played it.
Thank you, Wendy.
Because I'm confident about it. I just didn't want her to know how I like my pussy played with. I mean, you know, if it's safe to say that.
Yeah, if it's safe. Okay. Okay. Now, what else happened with the daddy?
Okay, so y'all know that, well, I don't know if all y'all know that's listening, but majority of our Facebook friends that follow us on this app or whatever, they go out live. We go live after we post this. And so we went live and I meant to block my daddy from the fucking live. But we were so excited to go live, I didn't block him. And so all of a sudden, like a day or two later, I see him, oh, you got an alert from Gerald Carter, and it said, great show. I said, oh my God, you weren't supposed to hear that. And as soon as I pressed enter to write the message, but he was calling me. And I was like, hi, Dad.
Oh, Lord.
He talking about, so you drove to Tyler for the dick. Ooh. I said, because I really didn't want him to know that I'd be goosing, y'all. In my mind, Lord. I'll be hoping he ain't never think that I was goosing. Because I ain't had no kids, so you can't say that I'm goosing unless I tell you I'm goosing. Huh. And shit, he know I drove the Tyler for it. He started laughing, but I'm glad he listened to it or watched it live because, you know, he told me that he always knew I had so much personality that I should be on radio. So I hate that he knew I drove that for some dick, but hey. I mean, if he was dropping good dick on my mama, shit, he know. I try to be funny, but I'm just saying, like, he know how women get, so.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dad. Don't listen to this. I don't want to know about you dropping that thing in my mama draw, so. Hey.
Listen, when you first told me that about the daddy, like.
Girl, I had to FaceTime him and say that. I was like, whoa.
Now.
He likes it, though.
Now, see, my mom.
I love her.
My mom, now see, the fix of, now Kiki says to her dad like that, but see, my mom, anybody who knows my mom personally, y'all know that she is the one that this podcast is really for. Like, this is her personality. Mm-hmm. My mom is a cusser.
Yeah.
She is the one that talk raw. And see, for all the people who know me, like, they don't know this side of me. Like, so this is how I am with my girls. So, for me, like, it was classmates and, like, coworker stuff that, you know, was inboxing me and texting me. And, like, so it was one dude that I'm, like, really, like, you know, I be trying to be out surface and stuff because, like, I don't, you know, y'all probably listen to this and y'all probably be like, oh, them some two freaks. You know what I'm saying? We are, but I only show that side to that, you know what I'm saying, the men that I'm messing with.
Yeah,
you know,
not to everybody.
So not to everybody at all or anything. We don't even talk about sex to anybody. Like, I don't, you know what I'm saying, I don't do that. But on this podcast, like, this for entertainment. And, like I said, this is y'all getting to hear us for real, for real.
To know us.
You know, and so, like, now, he inboxed me and said, so, you a freak, huh?
Ooh.
I said, oh, Lord, he's not listening to the podcast. And then it's like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? Not only him, it was other ones that, like, oh, you trying to play out good in two shoes. It was like, you know what I'm saying? And then you up here talking about sucking dick and shit. I'm like, Not me, sir.
But you didn't even say that. That was reading between the lines.
Because I told you I was gonna suck some dick when I was talking about brushing the teeth.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So he now he know that I'm like, oh Lord.
Yeah.
This man, and so now I'm like, sir, I wasn't talking about sucking your dick. I was talking about that, you know, the man I was. But yeah. Then now it's like now they all in the inbox stuff. It's like I saw that because we both
can see the messages on our Silly Girl podcast, and it's several men have inbox on their hey beautiful bye. Because like, if you don't know nothing about us, we don't fuck with niggas on the internet. Mm-mm. No, like get out our inbox. Yeah. Just as I said, if I say I suck dick, that don't mean I'm finna suck yours. And don't do that. Everybody don't get that. So tell your bitch ass.
Yeah. So, baby, they was my sir.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we gonna have a social media episode where we really gonna talk about that and we'll go in and that's it.
Disclaimer, guys, it's not okay to come at girls like that because you hear them say something freaky. Like, just take notes, and then later on, if you feel like you want to pursue her, then bring that up in conversation. Yeah. But don't just think because a bitch say she like to bust it wide open from the back. Don't mean she gonna let you do it. But anywho,
what if our husband listening? Would you want?
Hey, honey, baby, if you're listening to this, you just don't know everything that I said. I do. You don't even know the half of.
Ew, whoop. Sir,
honey,
sir. Okay,
sugar
bear. Now, okay. So now that we got that kind of out the way, we're gonna go ahead and hop into our first topic, honey. Our first topic.
Yeah.
This topic is a topic. It's about basically a friend was hugging her man, and Kiki had actually found it was something that was going on Facebook.
Yeah.
That it was, you know, basically they was sending text messages and all that. People was sharing it. People was really talking about it, and it was like, you know, so many topics about it and conversations about it. Mm-hmm. So Kiki is going to go ahead and find the actual screenshots, and she's going to actually read y'all what was said about this girl hugging her man. It was her friend. So I'm gonna let you got it up.
Yeah.
Okay, so Kiyo, go ahead and read it, then we're gonna give our opinions.
Okay, so like Charles said, it was a text thread going around with two friends going back and forth. One was in a relationship, and I think the other one was in a relationship as well, but one of the friends had a problem with the way the friend hugged her boyfriend. So this is what the text thread says. It says, "Hey, Sago, don't take this in a bad way, but I didn't appreciate you hugging whatever the fool name is. I think that's just crossing boundaries. We should always respect one another, and that means touching each other's partners as little as possible and not following them on social media. If he wasn't my boyfriend, you guys wouldn't know one another, so let's keep that same vibe. So next time you see him, a handshake will do. Hope things don't get awkward. I just wanted us to get that out the way. How is your day going?" The friend responded back and said, "I'm really sorry," with the emoji with the straight mouth. It was so innocent. I didn't even think much of it. I just greet people like that. I wasn't even aware that you would be uncomfortable because he was so friendly and you were so chill. Bruh, my day is cool. How's yours? P.S. Really sorry." And she wrote sorry with a whole bunch of R's and like the emoji with the shrug. "This is the first time I've heard of this. So no one's ever complained before. You know I don't mind when y'all hug my mans. It's all love. If that's how you feel, I respect that." Then the first friend writes back, "Firstly, that's you. I'm different. I prefer doing things this way. LOL, I'm not fighting, by the way. This is just how I choose to have things. If you don't need to touch my boyfriend, don't do it. If you do, let it be formal and quick. You are okay with us hugging your boyfriend. That's you. And I respect you, so I do as you ask. So I'm happy you get me. Okay, now we on the same page. Happy to hear your day is going good."
Okay. So basically, the sum all that shit up. One girl had a boyfriend and her friend hugged her, and so she actually sent her this text message, right? Mm-hmm. So, and then they was going back and forth. Now, mm-hmm. From what I get from it, now if you do have a problem with your friend, like, you know, hugging your man or something like that, you know, then, you know, yes, voice that to your friend, because y'all are friends, y'all supposed to be open, and, you know, you shouldn't feel some type of way. Now, did she come in her, you know, correctly at first? You know, I think the first message that she sent her was, you know what I'm saying, like, just setting the boundaries. Basically, just setting the boundaries for your friend. Cool. If that's what she feels, cool. But however, when you kept reading and that second message that she said back to her, because the friend, if y'all know, she responded back like, "Okay, cool. You know, I didn't know that's how you feel. felt I'm gonna respect that. But when she kept going on and on, now I feel like, bitch, now you're doing too much.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, if I got a man, I don't care if you hugging him. That's just me personally. But, yeah. You know, we know if it get too freaky or, I mean, you know what I'm saying, too, y'all hugging too tight or something like that, cool. I feel that girl who wrote it, but I mean, said it first, I think she look insecure.
Yeah.
But not even a little. I think she's a lot insecure. Like, yeah. If you are friends, like, you should know that your friends not like that. But if you know that your friend is a hoe,
yeah.
Then you know, like, how, you know what I'm saying, like, the boundaries or whatever. What you think?
Deep sigh. All my people know that when it's conversations like that, I think it's better to have it in person.
Yeah, me too.
Because text can be so misconstrued, and mm-hmm. You can read. The friend that sent it to her, okay, I understand. This is how I feel. I'm just trying to let you know it's on my mind. If you just got us in a text message, and then of course the friend was remorseful, and you know, saying I'm so sorry, you know, you feel that way, and she was just saying, well, you know, I don't mind you. I guess just let her know I don't mind you hugging my boyfriend. To me, it was overkill. When she's just like, well, yeah, that's you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was uncalled for.
Yep.
When the friend clearly apologized to her, I do feel like the first girl is insecure, or maybe she doesn't trust. I just think she don't trust the man. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, with me, I don't have no man. But if I have a man, and like, if you was to hug him and say, hey, I wouldn't be thinking, damn, trust to hug them too tight. But you do have some friends where you feel like you're a little bit too friendly. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But if that would, I don't know. I honestly, I'm kind of like conflicted with that. Because, I don't know. Bitch, I just drew a blank.
No.
Honestly,
but, you
I
know,
did.
Think about it, like, if even when we did have, you know what I'm saying, our boyfriends, I didn't give a damn if nobody hugged them. Now,
yeah.
if I don't trust my man, that's me not trusting my man. I need to check my fucking man.
Yeah.
You know, if that's even, see, we getting a cheating episode of, you don't never check the girl, you always check the man. I'm
yeah.
not, if that's your friend, if that's your nigga, like, that's your friend, like,
yeah.
You know, if I know that my girl is a hoe and she would even fuck my man, guess what? She's not even gonna be my friend.
That's
already understood. So I feel that girl is probably she should be your associate.
Yeah.
She shouldn't even be your friend. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? So that's first off.
Yeah.
But as far as if it's my man, like, you should already know, like, don't, What are your hands doing going lower?
Yeah.
Like, what do you do? Like, it's like, come on, dude.
And it's just a quick hug, like, we all going to brunch. You say, hey, you hug me, or hug him first because he stand up and you walking by, you tap him, hey, and move on. Like, I don't see nothing wrong with this. So, I think I need more. I need to get what's the hug, like, wrong. But mm-hmm. if she, like her friend said, I won't hug him no more because I don't know you felt that way. I won't do it. It was innocent. It wasn't nothing like that. I just think that she needs to just work on her. I guess she is insecure,
mm-hmm.
but and then you know, I guess it's just some people just have stuff like that. But some people just do shit like that, like they don't.
It could be from let's break this down. He probably cheated on her in the past. You
Maybe.
Know what I'm saying? So now anybody that he is around, hugs, does anything to,
yeah.
she could probably feel some type of way. So she just saw that, you know, it could have looked probably, it probably was innocent as hell,
yeah.
but in her mind, any woman that this nigga touches now,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying, she's looking at kind of crazy. Or, like I said, her friend could be a hoe. Like, we all got them friends, but
yeah.
it's like you, them both should be your associates.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If I really for real think that you gonna fuck my man, bitch, at first I'm not bringing my man around you, and I don't trust you. So you're
yeah.
not even in the friend category. You're in the associate category.
Bitch,
you
just like,
you know
hey,
what
what's up? I may meet you for lunch. I might meet you for brunch, but you ain't decided to come on my house and sit and chill. I guess that's what you just have to pick your friends wisely.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, people are capable of anything.
Yeah.
You can't put none past nobody.
Yeah.
But for the most part, your friendship should be trustworthy, and I don't see nothing wrong with a little hug.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see nothing wrong
to
with
me,
that.
It would be awkward to me. You know what I'm saying? Because basically, whoever that I get with, I want all of us to just have that fun
yeah,
vibe.
Like a
I don't want that tense shit. I don't want where it's like just too just, you know, uppity
yeah.
all that. Like, we are, no, when we come through, man, we hug like, what's
yeah.
up, bro? Like,
yeah.
you know, we all family. So if I put you in a situation where it's like, girl, don't hug my man. Like, it's I don't even really want to be around you or your
yeah.
man. Like, not trying to be funny because
yeah.
it's like, baby,
you
do
too
much.
Much. I don't want to feel, I don't want to not be myself.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm a hugger.
I'm a hugger too. But with me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can honestly say, like, if I'm going, like, I've been over, go to my friend's house and maybe they not there. They're like, oh, John at home. You going to go there. If I already done made it to her house, I'm not going to go in with John by myself.
I'm going to sit in the car.
I'm going to sit in the car. Mm-hmm. And not because I don't trust myself with John. I think John will come on to me. It's just out of respect for my
it.
Friend because
hmm.
even just say, and it could be my friend could trust me. Don't give a damn. Like, girl, go up in there. I don't give a damn about him being up there. You been up there. It's just the fact that what if somebody say one day, just say the neighbor see me going off in the house and Jun, or not knowing the conversation me and my friend mm-hmm. already had. Yeah. The neighbor see me going in there with Jun, but she don't say nothing to my friend that day that's her neighbor.
Right.
But 2 or 3 days later or a week later, she's like, oh girl, yeah, I seen some girl come over here mm-hmm. with Jun, but I don't think you were there because I didn't see your car. And she say it was me. Mm-hmm. Or they she described, oh, the girl with the freckles, your friend, I was so she came by her, but you weren't her. And in her mind, she might have forgot that it was the day that she told me to go up in there, but now you done planted that seed in her head.
Yeah.
And I done came over there while she not there. It's just that to eliminate all that, I wouldn't. You know, I'm not finna go in the house with him there by himself. Not like I said, not that I don't trust me or that I don't trust him. It's just that out of respect. Mm-hmm. But a hug, a simple hug is cool.
Yeah.
Following on social media, I'm not gonna follow my friend man, no way, because I'm a fucking detective. And bitch, you like the wrong picture, I'ma jump in the comments and be like, okay then. Or if I see you coming, I'ma jump in your comment and say, so I done got blocked so many times for coming on my homegirl's boyfriend shit because I feel like what he said was inappropriate. Mm-hmm. So I had to eliminate all that. I ain't finna follow nobody. He ain't gotta follow me either. It ain't.
I was just about to get on that following stuff.
Yeah.
To be honest, her friend probably is a baddie and he probably was going through liking all her shit. You know what I'm saying? And now she probably
she insecure
about that. She like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Like Tawanda got, you know what I'm saying, his fat ass and little waist or something. So now, you know, she probably like, oh, he must like her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so even if he probably hugged 10 bitches, but he hugged her because he liked all her stuff on Instagram.
Yeah.
Now it's like, okay.
Yeah, you like her. Why you like that picture and a cat print showing?
Yeah.
You like her or something like that's inappropriate. And just to eliminate all the extra.
Niggas don't even like this shit.
And it could even be like, you not even looking at the shit, but you got people who watch, a page watches and they see, damn, she showed who like John pictures a lot.
Yeah.
Like, do she fuck with him? Like, why she like it always comment on his shit? She couldn't, you know, like, it's just.
It'd be the little shit.
It'd be the people Instagram. The game shit, and then I just don't like them lights and I don't like them hearts. Therefore, just to eliminate the bullshit, I ain't gonna do it. I'm not gonna follow. But y'all, let us know how y'all, what y'all think about that. Would y'all, do y'all have a problem with y'all significant other, hugging your friend? You know what I'm saying? Then something with the men too. The man might not want his woman coming around his homeboy because you know his homeboy trifling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just. Because if we look at women look at women asses all day. So if my friend got a fat ass, I would hope that my man will be staring at it. But I can't knock him for kind of glancing because the bitch fine. I mean, she fine. It is what it is. I would hope that he respect me enough not to say, oh, your homegirl jeans looking good on her. You know, like, it's just the understanding you have with your mate and your friend. So if your friend say, don't hug my man, shit, don't hug my man. Now, I bet old girl feel awkward being around him now.
Yeah, I'm not going to, if it was me, I wouldn't want to be around because, like I said, I'm a hugger. When you come around, be like, hey, bro.
Too. I'm such a hugger.
You know, I'm like, that's just set the tone that this space is cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we all happy and everything like that. Like, we relax.
Yeah.
So
we hug boyfriends.
We hug them.
But if you don't want me hugging your man,
I'm not going to hug him, but I don't want to be around.
Cool. I ain't gonna fuck with your nigga. We probably ain't got the same taste, no way, but anybody my friend done had is off limits to me unless we done agree, like, dog, go smash him because he got that good drop. I don't like him like that, but let him fuck you real good because, bitch, you need it. I ain't tripping. Do it. And come back and we can trade stories. But that's for another time. I did that before. I ain't gonna
do that. Ooh, man, story time. It's gonna be another. Ooh, Lord.
I referred the penis to a homegirl, dog. Go and get that.
Yeah.
Get that friend and we
gonna
talk about that, but that's story time. Anywho's.
Okay, so and we're gonna go ahead and jump into a letter. So if you would like for us to read a story that happened in your life, if you would like for us to do any of that, please, if you can go ahead and email us at sillygirlspodcast@yahoo.com. Mm-hmm. You can DM us on Instagram at sillygirlspodcast. Basically, we Silly Girls Podcast on every platform, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all can email us or DM us on the page or inbox Kiki or Charcela. So basically,
and on Facebook too.
And on Facebook,
you can inbox on the Messenger.
Yes. So if you have, like I said, a topic or something that happened to you, want our opinion, go ahead and send it to us because these that y'all are sending to us are funny. We be laughing. Okay. So this first one that we picked, it says, Dear Silly Girls, my name is Red. My friend shared y'all podcast and I clicked on the link. You ladies are hilarious. Thank you, Red.
Thank you, Red.
And so down to earth, I have a question for you ladies. I am 31 with no kids and I am single. I have so many homeboys, but that's the problem. I always get put in the friend zone.
Me too, girl.
I am chill and laid back, Plus, I like sports. Don't get it twisted. I'm a baddie with the fat ass. Oh, she had to let us know she was a baddie. Okay, Red.
Red, shut the fuck up.
I'm
sorry, Red. You ain't gotta even say all that. But go ahead. Sorry, Red, but bitch, shut up. Go ahead. I'm sick of Red already. Go ahead. Joshua, finish the damn letter. Let me finish. She packed it up. Red says she
Red. Oh, how you gonna tell her Red to shut up?
Because she got on my nerves. Joshua. You shut up with red ass.
Oh shit.
Okay.
You gonna tell
I'm sick of her ass. I'm sorry, Red. That was so rude. Okay. I didn't mean, I hate
she's sorry, tell. Red.
I'm sorry, Red.
You fine, girl.
I'm sorry. Okay. Bad girl. I'm gonna finish this control to play all day.
Okay, I'm chilling. Okay.
I'm sorry, finish it.
Okay, it says, but I'm a baddie with a fat ass. Can y'all help me and let me know some tips on why these niggas keep putting me in the friend zone?
Okay, can I take it?
Yeah, go ahead.
First of all, Red, I'm sorry I said shut up. That was so rude. I didn't mean, because I don't even like people telling me to shut up. But be quiet, okay? Oh, you didn't have to, first of all, I get friends on all the time, too. I feel like Queen Latifah on Just Right, except I don't know sports, but I guess because I'm so cool and easy to talk to, I feel I'm always getting friends on. It don't be to after they get out their relationship and they kind of cut for me. Mm-hmm. Like, boy, bye. I've been this dope since we was friends. Mm-hmm. Like, no. Don't try to come for me after you done went and fuck with Red. Not even you, because you can't get, he don't want to talk to you because you the homegirl, but mm-hmm. I don't want to talk to somebody else, but I always get friends on, too. But first, why you got to say you a baddie? Shorty, your little baddie. Look at hey, my little boo. Hey. And Shorty got the fatty. Bitch, wait a minute. Did you quote Pop Smoke? Why would you do that? Oh, I don't even believe shit. You now. You a catfish.
You say she ain't a baddie for real, sis?
No, we all bad. Okay,
we exactly. I'm
bad as in bad built, bad as in I ain't saying you bad be a Red. Charles, look, I'm trying to talk to Red. Shut up. I mean, be quiet. You be making me say that. Shut up, Red. No, for real, Red. Oh, I apologize. Okay, so you said you're single with no kids. You love sports. I think you dope based off of you explaining yourself. And even with that fat ass. Can you DM us a picture? I'm curious.
Yeah, please
now.
DM us a picture, girl.
Let me see that ass, girl. you like sports. Don't get it twisted. I'm a baddie. Can y'all help me? Let me know some tips. Honestly, are you making yourself seem available? Are you acting like you want to be the homegirl? Because sometimes we can be too. Like, you can talk mm-hmm. to me about anything. I'm your friend. You know, sometimes you got to put yourself out there and be like, let them know. I think this day and age, women should let men know. Like, you... Oh, sorry. I'm tapping out on the table my nerves because I talk with my hand. Yeah. Women should let men know that they like them. If I could turn back the hands of time, like, with some friends that I like, I would tell them. Mm-hmm. You know, cause so, and even if he be like, well, I ain't interested in you like that, sis, you know what I'm saying? At least you know, you know, but you can put it out there because he might be the one for you because you have all the qualities I think men want. A baddie with a fat ass, you like sports, you don't have no children, you know what I'm saying? Do you work, though? But I think you should just be more vocal. If you like him and the dude, quit, don't approach him as you're trying to be his homegirl. Approach him as if you're trying to pursue him to date him. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. You know, you meet people and be like, oh, he my partner, this my homeboy, and y'all kicking it like that. But if you put yourself out there like you single and you interested, then he won't friend zone you. What's mm-hmm. your take on it?
Well, you know what? Listening to this, Red kind of sound like me. I just don't have a fat ass.
Let me see that ass, girl. Stand up. It's poking a little bit.
It's poking a little bit. But you know what I'm saying? I just don't have that fat ass like her. So, but no, because I love sports. I love, you know, like doing like, because I'm a tomboy at heart. Like, you know, don't let the makeup and, you know what I'm saying, lashes fool you or whatever, you know. But I really am still a tomboy at heart, you know. Mm-hmm. But as far as for, you know, when it's some good women out here and we do like the some of the stuff that they like and we are just so damn, I'm sorry. I was trying to hold my cough, but I can't.
Wait a minute. Wait
hold
on. I thought you was finna cry. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
I was trying to hold my cough from recording, but it came up. I'm sorry, y'all. Okay. So listen. Y'all getting all the bloopers and everything.
I'm sorry. We
could edit all this shit out, but we not because we want y'all to hear the raw and uncut version. Okay, so, but, you know, so I feel that these are the type of women. Kia, she's still laughing.
Good.
I'm trying to let it go.
You better about to kill yourself in this damn pod.
You listen.
Sorry, y'all.
Look, you know how, like, when you be at Walmart and you got the mask on and you trying to hold from your sneeze and everybody around you and then you sneeze. I was trying to hold it.
I understand.
Oh, Lord.
Come on, but I'm sorry, baby. Go ahead and finish.
Oh, Lord.
You said you're a tomboy at heart.
Yeah, so a tomboy at heart. You love sports or whatever. Like for real, red is me. Yeah. I am red. So I feel that basically what she actually probably needs to do is don't change a damn thing, Red. That's me. Just
yeah, don't change like, nothing about yourself.
As far as you know what I'm saying, continue to love everything that you do because the right one will come. And yeah. I'm talking to myself as I talk to you. The right one will come. Like, the ones that are missing out on you and they putting you in the friend zone.
When they see how...
First of all, you know what I'm saying? You get good crack, okay? You know, like, you that real good dope. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Because a friend, a homie love a friend, like the homie, like the one that... Niggas want that one that they can go to the game with, that yeah. they can, you know what I'm saying, sit up and talk about anything with. And yeah. Like, that friend, that is the best fucking mate ever.
Combo, yeah.
That is the best mate ever. So, all the ones that's putting you in the friend zone, fuck them. As what Bernie Mac say.
Yeah.
If they don't like for me itself, fuck them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I feel that you are dope as you are. Like I said, all the ones that are not messing with you right now, that's cool, honey, because guess what? When that one true one comes around, sometimes it takes a little longer. You know, we have to probably, you know, wait on our mate because we in the oven cooking. You know yeah. what I'm saying? We not that microwave type of dinner. Oh, you feel me?
Oh, you gonna use my
spirit. Yeah. I had 39. You know what I'm saying? So we not that microwave. So it's like, continue to cook and bake and get, you know, and
yeah.
continue to be just like you are. You know, if you beautify you are. And then sometimes... You probably so dope that they probably don't even want to, you know what I'm saying, approach you like that because you have it all, you know, like.
And then they probably not ready for you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like I agree with Charles. Look, I'm not saying change anything about you. Continue yeah. to be you because clearly you're confident. You know what you're worth and you know what you possess. And I definitely understand being friend zone as a friend. I get it. At first, I used to be like, what the hell? What? Why are you friend zoning mm-hmm. me? But at the same time, he just probably wasn't for me. So I'm with Chancellor. Don't change anything about yourself, but make yourself available.
Yeah.
You know, if you like him and you can still possess all these qualities and be this dope and be this baddie with the fat ass and let him know that you just, you know, you kind of interested in him and then he will look at you in a different light. But if you're not putting yourself out there as if you want to be approached as somebody to date him, then he ain't going to look at you like that. Some men don't really catch
They don't.
Some men catch up on it or just going to automatically flirt with you because you a baddie with a fat ass. But yeah. some men really don't catch that you sweet on them unless you tell them and be like, well, I kind of like you. I want to see if we can take it to the next level. You know, just be a little bit more vocal, but don't change anything about yourself.
But then also, man, she put a fat ass, but she could be ugly. That's probably why they put it in the freeze zone.
But I see a lot of good looking men with ugly ass women.
Yeah, because they got a fat ass.
Yeah. But she got a fat ass.
Yeah, they be trying to.
They don't care about your looks. Mm. Men do not care about your face for the most part. Mm. Unless you like, I don't know. Yeah.
Well, here we go. That's a whole other topic. Look, that's a whole other topic.
My soul ain't got a fat ass.
That's a whole other topic. Do you got anything else you want to say to Red?
Red, I do. I apologize again for telling you to shut up. That was so rude. I'm so sorry. Please, you know what? Please forgive me.
Yeah.
Don't make no post about me, okay?
Because
I didn't mean it.
DM us that picture so we can see.
I want to see that ass, girl.
So we can see, girl. And then, like I said, again, we going to say, if you DM us, we going to give you a free Silly Girl shirt just for Kiki saying shut up, okay?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
That was rude as hell. Sorry.
Okay, so now we're going to go ahead and go into our topic number two. Number two. So, this one is a good one. Even though we talk about fat asses and have niggas like that, we're going to actually talk about preferences, right? So, your preference is like, you know, it's what you really like and it's about you, you know. Kiki, you can go ahead and start.
Okay, so with the I had saw a meme on, is it meme or meme?
Meme.
A meme on, I think it was social, Instagram or something. I screenshotted the Chancellor, and it says something like, most women are single because the good guy ain't they type or what they like. And so I was like, we need to talk about preferences because we all have them.
Mm-hmm.
And me being single for all these years, I used to have, I love chocolate men. I love men that look like monkeys. 50 Cent. They got ape-like features. The monkey or the better. I ain't looking at the real bright one or the caramel complexion one. I'm looking at that dark one who look like he finna King Kong some goddamn body. You know, I just like, I've always been like that since I was little. I was like, but I realized that my preference, the chocolate man I like, ain't been successful for me. Like, I always talk to them, but it never ends. But I've never had a love story that I can say that I'm like in heaven with over somebody's chocolate. It felt good at the butterflies at first, but I got cheated on by the motherfucker. So I am more open now because my preference would be chocolate men, a dealer's man, you know, smell good. You know how you walk in a dealer's cologne section and they smell like
what kind of section?
Cologne.
Oh, you said cologne.
Cologne. That's my exit. Cologne. Right, cologne. Shut up. Ooh, that goes to work. Ooh, ooh. Be quiet.
You can tell me shut up. Okay, red.
Shut up. I like that smell good, like a chocolate man. You know, I love it. I love the monkey-like features. I love facial hair. I love bow-legging. Like, what caught my eye. But at the end of the day, I like personality. I know if you make me laugh, whatever. I've learned that chocolate is always good and good for you because I love it. But I also have met and seen people who are not as chocolate, but they funny. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I need to not be like, oh, he ain't chocolate. I ain't going to talk to my ass to be 85 years old with cobwebs because I'm wanting a chocolate man. But I feel like preferences do hold you back.
Yeah, I think they do too.
But you're allowed to have them.
Yes, and that's what I was going to say.
Because what's for you is for you, and who's out there for you is for you. Mm-hmm. I'm willing to, like I was telling Ebony on her post, girl, who's going back and forth. I'm willing to compromise on some things. You know what I'm saying? He don't have to be as chocolate, but if you like a monkey, I really don't want to compromise on a monkey. Mm-hmm. But if I can kind of step away.
Some of the monkeys be looking good, like 50 Cent.
Yeah. Oh God.
He smells so good when I meet him. Okay, I'm sorry.
But yeah, I can kind of. I'm being more open. Yeah. I don't really have a preference, but I'm not settling. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. How do you feel about it?
I think that people are entitled to their preference, and I hate that when somebody says they like something and don't like it, that people actually kind of like, you know, shut them down or look at them crazy. Yeah. It's like, no, this one, this person likes. A lot of times that when we are younger, we have a preference of some way. And then when you get older, you go through some experiences, it changes. Like, I used to love bright men.
I already know.
Baby!
Athletic
build. Yes, that has never changed.
That ain't changed.
You know what I'm saying? That has never changed. It's always been like that basketball build, that basketball body. Mm-hmm. Like, it just is something about it and the bow legs, and it's just like that.
You like the light skin.
It was the light skin. But then the one that I fell in love with was dark as hell and
black,
short.
Black as this
shirt. Yeah, so it was like, you know, so your preference can be something, but their heart. It's something else. Like, I wanted a tall basketball built bright man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But then, and like I said, the dark man is the one that, you know what I'm saying? That's the one I love.
Yeah.
You know, so, but I feel that your preference actually changes.
It does.
Like, think about that changed like that. And then, but now, it doesn't really, that's a preference. Yeah. Now, I'm not saying that I would not accept. You know what? I have learned that, to be honest, all of these men. Any color, like as long as they're a black man, it's something about just a black man.
Can we shout out to the black man?
Yes, like shout out to the black men.
Y'all are beautiful. You are loved. You are appreciated. Ain't nothing like you on this earth, honey. You are brothers.
You are perfect just the way you are. Appreciated. Whatever melanin you have, the light, the dark, the caramel, whatever it is. To be honest, it's just a black. It's something about a black strong man when they just walk in the room and they had
that towel on. Okay.
Ooh. Don't talk, girl, but they got the shower. Woo! Oh, yes, they are. Yeah,
delicious.
Oh, yes, they are. It's something
we
about.
We love you, black men.
But it's just when you have like a black man who just own his shit, and he just walk in the room, he just capture everybody. Like, they're right there. I don't care what shade of color he is. It's just something about him. So I have learned to learn. I've learned to love all the fucking shades.
Yeah,
it's just
absolutely.
Now it's really not about physical. You know what I'm saying? More as it was. You know, I think when we younger, it's all about physical. Now we older, then we starting to, you know, it's way more than that. Yeah, and I think somebody at our age, if they're still just on the physical shit, if that's the main thing, then it's like something is really wrong with you. What?
No, I'm listening.
Yeah, something is really wrong with you. But I just love it all. Yeah. Now, I'm still on the shape, you know what I'm saying? But as far as everything else.
Yeah, you love the athletic. You don't prefer a man who's bigger because we got weight on us. Yeah. So we don't want, I'll be open to a guy who got a belly too. We just going to be rubbing and friction and fire and shit. But She's more into the athletic build. So, when you have your preference, you don't have to settle. If that's what you want, it's going to come to you. That's what you mm-hmm. want. You claim it in the name of Jesus. Excuse mm-hmm. me, Lord. I'm even using all this vulgar language, but it'll come to you. Speaking of that, so let me mm-hmm. ask you. So, if you get with a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he say, you know how we talked about on the live, how they be saying, oh, you the first big girl mm-hmm. I done talked to. You know what I'm yeah. saying? So, if you get with a guy, y'all just having a conversation. Or fellas, if you get with a lady and y'all talking and they say, well, you know, usually I go for real high yellow girls mm-hmm. with long hair. But, you know, I met you and you changed my mind. Would they make you feel some kind of way?
Not really. I told you. Even that right there, just how I said that I love bright men, but a nigga dark skinned men grabbed yeah. my attention. It was something, because even though that's what you go to,
yeah,
but it was something in me that, you know what I'm saying, that you saw that really captured you. So yeah. I feel that even that, it also I like that even more, to be honest. Like yeah. not trying to be funny, but, and I hope that the listeners understand what I'm saying. Like it's the fact that it was not the physical or something that attracted you, but however, it was something that you saw in me that I still, that you connect with, and you was like, ooh, damn, she made me laugh, or ooh, she, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. something like that. So I don't like chubby chasers. So if you, yeah, if you know what I'm saying, if you say you like big girls, I do not like you. I like the ones that don't, if they're not a chubby chaser, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just my preference, like, you know, and a lot of times, like I said, we rock out, but, you know.
I'm just feeling real cocky today.
Oh, come on, cocky. Okay.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think I know I'm cute. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't built worth a damn, but I'm cute than a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? My personality is out of
you ain't built like what the
what they think. What they, yeah. yeah, but I'm mean, somebody like it.
Oh, a lot of people like
it. A lot of people like it, but, like, I'm feeling cocky today, and I'm gonna say this with with my chest.
Say it with your chest, sis.
I ain't never seen one that I couldn't get.
What?
I'm not trying to be funny, because I'm not going out there getting people, but for the most part, if a man is around me long enough, outside of my partners, my homeboys, mm-hmm. it's really the homeboys, like a man, like if I meet a man, my studies, that mm-hmm. they've always eventually kind of been attracted to me or be low-key flirted mm-hmm. with me, because it's just something about me, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't a women too, I'm just cocky today, yeah. y'all, but I'm just saying, like, I have that type of personality to make you curious about mm-hmm. me. You know what I'm saying? So, if you ain't never liked the light-skinned little short girl,
mm-hmm.
don't come near me, baby, because you will.
You want to know why? Because, again, they going to see that dopeness in you. But I was just saying, as that far as, like, even though you be like, I don't like, you know what I'm saying? I don't like this type of man. But that's why I said being around that man, yeah. that I don't even, I physically, when I first saw him, I'm like, I would like him. Yeah. But being around him, if he make me laugh, if he got a good, great personality, sense of humor, like, that is going to attract me. So yeah, when they absolutely. Around you, yeah. even though they wouldn't think they'll talk to you, but your fucking personality go draw to me, and they could be like, what the fuck is up with her?
Like, it is. Like, years ago, it was a guy that I was like, oh, he's so ugly. I didn't mm-hmm. think he was, and that's so ugly, because I'm trying to learn not to talk about people, y'all. I'm a work in progress. Mm-hmm. But he wasn't what my eyes would attract, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But after, like, he was, like, funny, and I'm like, oh, he kind of cute, because mm-hmm. his personality made me overlook, like, mm-hmm. stuff that I didn't like. And I'm like, well, he do got his eyebrows nice as fuck, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Like, it was start, something like
yes.
that. So, personality wins with me.
Mm-hmm, but
character wins with me.
Now, exactly what she just said. Have you ever saw a man that you thought was fine as fuck?
And then
as soon as he started talking, you like, what the fuck?
Never mind.
So that's what
Absolutely.
I'm saying. They're inside and what, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. you really actually, your personality and your outlet, that's what really matters.
Because yeah,
I have talked to some fine ass dudes that I told you that it was just a smash and pass type of shit.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you know, shut up! God damn,
and
shut
then
up.
It's, the smash wasn't even worth it.
It's like, oh, I can't count them. I can't add them to the list.
I can't
add them to the list.
If they ladies, if they wet, do not add them to your list.
Don't add them, sis. Erase their name.
Erase their name. And like, you ain't never did it before. You know, one hit wonder. You got
erase
one chance.
Erase their name.
You got one chance to get it right, fellas. And if you don't, you will never hear from
no face, name. No case. Listen.
You don't know me.
He be like, man, No, you did not, sir. Like, you must have talked to another girl named Charles. But no, sir.
I walk past your head like I ain't never seen you again in my life. Absolutely not.
No. Heck no. So you got anything else you want to say on that topic?
No, I just like ladies and gentlemen, don't let your preferences make you miss out on somebody that might be meant for you. Not telling you to settle.
Yeah, please don't settle.
You don't have to settle.
Please,
but you know,
don't.
If you always date light skinned men and you see that's not working for you, then maybe you should switch it up a little bit. And if that's not working for you, then you need to work on self, because it might be something wrong with you. But don't just count somebody out because they're fat or because they're short or because they're light or because they're dark. You know what I'm saying? Let's erase that colorism in our culture. you know.
Yeah, I said, think about all the dudes out of me when they don't like fat girls, but yeah, they like this one. Yeah,
why wouldn't they?
Exactly.
You're so flavorful. Is that a word, flavorful?
You can say
it. You're so seasoned.
A season, all so of that. Girl, so I know. Cute. Like, I'm dope as shit. I told you, when they get a taste of this crack.
You know, they're always searching for their high.
So thank you.
So when they get a taste of you, mm-hmm, or a hit of you, mm-hmm, they're going to look for that high, mm-hmm, from you and everybody else. And guess what? It only comes from choice. Mm.
What's up? Nah. Okay. Now, so we're going to go ahead and get in our random portion. We call it the rando. Meet us at the rando. So we just say random ass shit. It can be a random fact or just random anything. This is called our rando. So at least saw some other people trying to use rando. They're gonna start selling our shit. No, they're gonna pay rando.
Run us our motherfucking rando portion.
With cheese.
We're supposed to be brothers.
Brothers.
Y'all remember when Kane tried to get that fool and wanted the burger and he tried to order the cheese? He said, I ain't gonna say the N word.
Nigga.
I said, with cheese. We're supposed to be brothers. I ain't mad at you, Kay. You want that burger how you wanted it.
Oh, okay. So you want to go first? You want me to hear my random first?
Yeah, random first.
And my random for this week is Thin Line Movie.
With Martin, listen,
the reason I want to bring this up is because when I was a kid, I'd be like, oh my gosh, Lynn Whitfield is crazy.
Yeah.
Why she doing acting like that? But then now that I got older and you watch that movie in your 30s, now it's like.
It was Darnell.
It was Martin the whole fucking time.
She told Darnell.
She told him.
He had to kill him because he was playing with her. And she was like, you love me? And he said, I love you. And she looked at him like, she told
Martin her. Is wrong. He shouldn't be. What was her name? Brandy?
Her name was Brandy. His name was Darnell.
Okay. What was the other girl name?
Mia.
Okay. Listen. He wrong as fuck for doing Brandy like that because she was straight. She was good with
she
that.
Was she was fine until he triggered her.
Yeah. And he kept on playing with us. And you know what? And I brought that up because that's how a lot of these niggas do.
Yeah.
And you'll be fine. You'll be like, nah, I'm good without you. Then they just, now they can keep on pursuing you. Then when they get with you, it'd be some bullcrap.
He changed after he got what he wanted from
yeah,
him.
Yeah. And that's how they do.
That's a good point.
Yeah, goddamn. You know, so, Thin Line Between Love and Hate, y'all. When y'all look at it, y'all tell us, DM us on Instagram or Facebook and let us know if y'all feel the same way.
So, you remember when Della Reese came outside and told Brandon that she was finna get it, and Brandon said, hey, Ma, I always wanted to see somebody who was on food stamps. You know,
I don't know if she said that.
She drove off. She said, I always wanted to see somebody on food stamps, and she drove off when Della came out.
Girl, yeah. I don't remember the part.
Girl, you know, I watch all the movies.
Yeah, you know, you remember all of the damn
she said something about the food stamps, but yeah. Mark Darnell was definitely wrong for playing with me. That's another topic.
It's for real.
Yeah, Darnell was very wrong because that's real life. You can't play with women's feelings and then not expect for us to act crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we try to warn you and you said to do it, he deserved everything
he deserved that shit.
He did. Yes, he did. It just sucked that Mia got caught in the.
Yeah, I know.
It just sucked. And she was the one found the Chicken King. With Pretty Ricky from Martin, you know.
Pretty Ricky.
Juana, man. She was the old boy that played Juana. She was in Biscuit from Life. Girl, look at me with all these movies. Mm. Him. She was very fine with him. To Martin was jealous, you know.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's
how they do. Okay. And what is your random for this week?
My random fact about myself is, what did I want to tell y'all? I hate the word hairs.
Hairs?
I hate to wear hairs and panties. It make my flesh crawl.
Now we talking about hairs, like, oh my, I got hairs down there.
I hate hair.
Because I'm saying, like, you know, people don't really say they got hairs on their head.
But when I hear the word hairs with an S, it make my flesh rock, because I'm thinking about pubic hair.
More than likely, like, if they put S at the end.
But I don't like that word.
Okay.
I don't like,
How you say hairs and panties?
I don't like to wear panties either. I think it just, I don't know.
Panties.
I hate panties.
You remember on Boomerang, when she said, I have no panties on. Marcus, darling.
Lady Eloise.
Yes, Lady Eloise. Lady Eloise.
Yeah, I hate the word panties. I hate the word hairs. I just hate everything. Y'all will find out a lot about me. I hate it. But yeah, speaking of hairs, I got gray hairs everywhere.
Ain't they gonna be up on our games?
Yeah.
Okay.
Y'all have to watch our live to see what I say about the gray.
Hairs.
I don't have nothing really funny for y'all this week, but I just hate those words, hairs, and I hate the word panties. Like, when a girl say, oh, you can see her panty line, that make my flesh crawl.
So panties or panties?
Both. Anything. Both. Okay, panties both. Or panty. I don't like them. Period. Mm. I don't
Did somebody say when you was younger? And
I don't know. It just
I think because if it was younger,
I don't know. It just seems. I don't know why it seemed vulgar.
Yeah.
I don't know. She got some. I can see her panties. Or a t-shirt in my panties. Why are you wearing panties? Are so useless. Why do I even make them?
You got panties on now?
No, look.
Oh, she ain't got on her panties.
I hate them.
Oh.
And people are like, well, how she wear jeans? I don't wear jeans because I don't want to feel like a damn plumber.
And I like ironing.
I don't like ironing either.
I got some of the jeans in there, girl. I barely wear them. We be stretchy shit all the time.
I don't like panties. I don't like tend to wear panties or a panty, and I don't like wearing them. Waste of fabric. Yeah. The hell out of here.
So now we're gonna go ahead and get into our quote of the week. Our quote of we gonna do our song because the quote is last. Hit them with the song, sis.
I had so many songs in my head, and it's like shuffling, like a jukebox. Yes. I don't know which way I want to go with it. I'ma just say, Around the Way Girl.
Around the Way Girl.
By LL Cool J. I just feel, because that's what I'm feeling right now. I think, this for you, Red. You.
Ooh, Red.
He just talked about her, you know, like with the bamboo earrings. And he said she's sweet, like brown sugar on the candy yams. I just feel like every woman should feel that way. And I feel like I'm around the way, girl. So, and I was jamming that too. And I was like, the beat, it just makes me feel happy. So I was jamming it. And I just feel like, you around the way, girl.
You too.
I'm a around the way filet. Sinead said. But Around the Way Girl by LL Cool J is my song for the week, y'all. So jam that. Put that in your rotation. And just vibe off, you know, ladies look got to say with that song. I think it's for all the cool girls who be friend zoned. Or even the girls who got men and they like their best friend. They know how to, you know, lollipop.
I like that song.
I do too.
I'm saying, you know, that feel is just amazing.
Yes.
So now we're going to go ahead and get into the quote of the week. The quote of the week that I had said, basically I'm going to say is, be a bottle of water and not a bottle of soda. And what I mean by that is, basically, if you're a bottle of water, you can get shaken, you can get stirred, you can get tossed around, but at the end of the day, you're still calm in the inside. And it doesn't affect you getting tossed around because you're still that calm, cool water.
Yeah.
But if you're that bottle of soda, any little shaking, any little movement, anything you get out, you know, so think about if you get a soda and you shake it, you got to let it cool down before you even open it.
Yeah.
Because you're about to explode. And so, be that bottle of water and not that bottle of soda, because no matter what, if anything happens, you still can be calm. And that's actually the power of being able to control your emotions.
Yeah.
You never give anybody the power over you to be able to shake you enough to get you to explode. Now you're actually giving them the key to your emotions, to your, you know what I'm saying, to everything around you. So always continue to be calm. And that's what I always, you know, preach. Kiki calls me the sensei because I'm always calm. Like, it could be something that I know that, and she knows how when I blow up, I blow up. You know what I'm saying? So the fact that, because I have that bitch tucked in my pocket, but I don't like to show her to everybody because, you know, I don't need to prove a point to anybody, so I don't have to pull her out. So I love to be that bottle of water because at the end of the day, I know that I control myself, and you know, that's like probably the one of the biggest powers that you can have, being able to have that power of your emotions and not letting anybody, you know, take that away from you.
Yeah.
So people, all our city squad listening, be that bottle of water and not that bottle of soda. Don't let nobody shake you and make you explode, okay?
And you know, water is good for you.
Yes, it is, honey. Because all that soda got all that other stuff in the ass and everything else.
It's addictive, and you like drinking it, but at the end of the day, what you need is water. Water going to always make you feel better and keep you healthier. So just be that water like Charles Lasier.
So, Kiki, this is episode number 2. Now, we were trying not to talk all about that sex stuff this episode. Listen. Now, we were saying all that. Now, we had to get like a little, you know what I'm saying, a cool to, show in. But you know your girl is coming back.
We're trying to, you know, balance it out.
Always
talk about sexual things, but just know that the sexual things are going to be in there. So, again, if y'all have any topics for us that you'd like for us to talk about, if you have our number, you can text us. You can, again, hit us up in a DM on Silly Girls Podcast at on Instagram and Facebook. And yeah, that's all I got. What you got?
Yeah, email us CecilyGirlsPodcast@Yahoo for any like I said, sponsorship. Hit us up if y'all have our number, anything like that. We can go ahead and send information to be a sponsor for next week. And that's basically also, like I said, make sure that you give us 5 stars and add us to your playlist, add the favorites, subscribe to what, however that you're listening, subscribe to this podcast as well. I want to say thank y'all so much for rocking with us.
Thank you.
Are part of the Silly Squad, baby. Hey. Silly Squad. So we love y'all.
We do. All right. And we'll talk to y'all next Sunday.
Okay. Then hold on. Then also, I'm sorry. Every time that we put up a post on Sunday, if y'all can go ahead and go to one of our pages on Facebook, because we do a mukbang as well, and y'all can get some more funny laughs, okay?
Yeah.
Bye, y'all.
Bye. Holla.